Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network command team.
Hello, listeners. I am Chrissy Gibbs, Army Wife Network's content curator, and I'm here today with Caitlin Hevelon, our recon representative. We're looking forward to sharing some empowering resources with you today. This is show number 887 of the leading and longest running podcast of its kind, Army Wife Talk Radio.
Thank you, Chrissy, and hello, everyone. We have some great information in store for you in this episode. First up, we will be sharing some of our weekly resources to help you excel in your mill spouse life. Then in just a bit, we will hear from Annie Pierce, our podcast production assistant, as she chats with Brunella Cosiola about Mill Kid Mail Kit, which fosters international friendships for our military kids through the art of letter writing.
Did you know that Army Wife Network is completely powered by volunteers and the generosity of our sponsors? It's an honor to introduce today's show sponsor, American College of Preventive Medicine's Vaccine Confident Initiative. Science has shown that getting vaccinated for preventable diseases is just as good for your body as eating healthy. History shows us that vaccines are one of the most successful ways to ensure our own and our community's health. ACPM encourages everyone to stay up to date with all routine vaccinations and boosters. Visit vaccineconfident.org for more info. Thank you, ACPM, for empowering us to empower military spouses. Now, before we hear from Brunella and Annie, let's catch up, Caitlin. I know we have met in real life before, but this is your first time hosting. So why don't you tell the listeners a little about yourself?
Absolutely. So I'm an active duty Army wife of 6 years and a self-proclaimed do-it-yourself move queen.
We need that here.
Yes. I was born and raised right outside of St. Louis, where I met my husband in college when he was reserves. After our wedding, he transitioned to active duty. And since we've been stationed at Fort Hood, Fort Bragg, and now we're at Goodfellow Air Force Base.
Oh, wow. You've gotten around, like you've spread yourself to 3 different places already. That's crazy.
Yes, we move a lot. In the last 6 years, he has had 2 different career fields and very different unit dynamics that we have had the ability to really dive into. And it's led me to relearn a lot of what I thought I learned my first few years as a spouse and what I thought I understood about the military. He was originally field artillery, which is very gruff and dirty. And now he's intel, which is very professional and formal. So it's
kind of cool to see both sides. Wow. Yes. That's awesome.
And his current assignment is a drill sergeant for students doing AIT or advanced individual training for their chosen career, which is, again, a whole nother ballpark because they're not even off into the real military yet. They're still
right
in that learning phase.
That's fun to be like that impressionable one. Like they're impressionable. And so you have like such a big key influence on them at that time.
Absolutely.
Well, your husband does, obviously. maybe not you, but that's awesome. You've done so many different things in such a short time of your military spouse. I love that. What would you say is your favorite location that you've been?
I would say Fort Hood.
Fort Hood
gets a really bad rap from a lot of people for a lot of reasons. Yes, Killeen is not the best town in the world. Most military towns aren't. There's crime everywhere. Yes. However, if you find the right neighborhood and you take advantage of all the cities that are around, you can day trip pretty much anywhere.
Oh, yes. That's amazing.
Austin,
I really feel like
an hour. Dallas and San Antonio are like 2.5, 3. Houston and the beach is like 4 hours. You can go anywhere on a weekend there.
And you don't really have the worst of weather. You kind of get a little bit of all seasons, I feel. But
absolutely,
it's warmer than, you know, say Alaska.
Yeah.
But I think that I really feel like every location is just, I mean, the good and the bad is based on who you're meeting, whether you're involved in the community, you know, like
you have
I feel
to
like
be
that
willing to jump in and embrace it.
Yes, definitely.
It's been so fun to catch up with you, Chrissy. Now it's time to check in with this week's Resource Recon, brought to you by our ever empowering Band of Bloggers. This blog titled The Helper is from the Band of Bloggers' newest member, Justine Canaris. She writes, "Would you like to be my friend? Is it just me, or does meeting new military spouse friends feel like a personal job interview? This is the same for me when dating new mom friends. Having been supporting my husband in his active duty Army service for more than 16 years, I've made many amazing friends within each duty station we've visited. Often, I wish that each of these important relationships that have shaped my husband and my life thus far could all move into our little cul-de-sac here in Clarksville, Tennessee. That way, we can all live happily ever after, starting right where we left off and never needing to start over ever again." She goes on to discuss how she has adapted to military life using her personality traits as an advantage, and how she's looking forward to sharing her experiences to help others that may be struggling to find their purpose in the shadow of the uniform of achievements and honors. Chrissy, what did you think about this blog?
Oh my goodness. I am just so excited to read more from Justine because, I just love how she's wanting to help others out because she's gone through some things herself, you know, like she's so aware of obviously her strengths, which was like making the friends quickly, which is amazing when you're a military spouse. It helps to have that as a strength. But then also she says like being aware of your weaknesses actually can make you stronger. I just love that because it is so important to know, you know, what your weaknesses are to be able to improve on yourself.
Absolutely. And knowing your weaknesses can also help make friends because you are never going to get along with everyone, and knowing the types of people that may not get along with you because of your personality is a big
right.
help.
Yes. And then also, I feel like it's a common theme in the mill spouse world, but like, you know, she says that she met her husband young and she had to make that choice. Like, do I stay with this man that I love, or do I continue on with what I thought my career path was going to be? And, you know, she had to put that aside in order to follow along with his career path, essentially. And I'm like, that is so relatable because I don't know about you, but, you know, to follow my spouse around, I had to make some choices that definitely weren't what I imagined my younger self doing.
Absolutely. I was luckily enough, almost done with school when I met my husband. So I got to finish my degree, but my career path is a whole nother story.
Right. Yes. Same here. I had my degree, thankfully, before. So if I really did want to go back, but I don't know. I don't know if I want to. The military life has kind of changed my viewpoint of what my purpose in life is. So it's kind of funny.
Absolutely. Yeah. It'll really put things into perspective and make you question what you thought you wanted in life.
Yes, definitely. I just love how Justine is focused on helping others find their path. Beyond our blog, we also have more empowering things taking place with our Empowerment Patrol report. But then we're going to check in with Army Wife Network's News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, as she shares this week's top stories. So right now, here's Amanda Bicknies, our empowerment agent, with this week's Empowerment Patrol report.
Hello, Army Wife Talk radio listeners. I'm Amanda Bicknies, bringing you this week's Empowerment Patrol Report. Today, we are showcasing Army Wife Network's Everyday Empowerment recipient, Kayla Parkinson. I personally nominated Kayla for being so empowering and motivating. She is one inspiring and strong woman who I actually met long ago, back in our middle school days. A little about Kayla is that she's been with her husband for almost 10 years and married for over 8. He has been in the Air Force for all but 6 months of those years. She has worked since she was 17 and has been in business administration and management for over 8 years. She always felt like she was being called to something more. Kayla says she related so much to women around her through different stages in life who were struggling with body image, mindset, their purpose, and moms sometimes losing, you know, who they are or making that their only defining title. She decided to help herself and others to break through those negative thoughts and patterns, rebuild their mindset, and truly find what else sets their soul on fire, all while strengthening their body and their health. Women can still be incredible wives, moms, friends, and chase after their own dream. Either or and all or nothing is something Kayla works hard to remove. She has been a certified life and wellness coach for over 3 years and has been blessed to witness such renewed joy in her clients. Kayla has her own private coaching company and also utilizes Beachbody for fitness resources and the ability to train women on how to help others. If you'd like to be inspired and empowered from Kayla, just like I am, follow her on Instagram at KRP Coaching. So on behalf of myself and Army Wife Network, thank you so much to Kayla Parkinson for doing your part to empower military families all across the globe. Until next time, I'm Amanda Bicknies, reminding you that we are never completely alone on this military life journey.
No news is typically good news in this military life, except on Army Wife Talk Radio. Here is our AWN News 6 correspondent with this week's top stories.
Hi, Chrissy and Caitlin. Here are this week's top stories. The Defense Department has submitted its desired 2023 budget to the tune of $773 billion. Despite the large number, Federal News Network said, taking DoD's projections for inflation into account, the real growth in spending would be about 1.5%. The proposed budget temporarily cuts 3,000 Army slots, increases both service members and civilian employees' wages by 4.6%, and possibly consider adjustments to basic allowance for housing. The budget focuses heavily on research and development, totaling $130 billion. It accounts for the largest research budget in the history of the military. That will go into things like 5G, artificial intelligence, and basic research. Supply chain security is also a top priority, reported Federal News Network. Read all of the details at federalnewsnetwork.com. For those of you PCSing this year, the housing market might feel tighter than ever. According to NPR, by one estimate, the U.S. is more than 3 million homes short of the demand from would-be home buyers. Although the pandemic contributed to this shortage, the real issue began over a decade ago during the 2008 housing bubble and collapse. Many home builders went out of business. Tradespeople found other work. A few years later, as Americans started buying more homes again, building stayed below normal. Adding to the stress, the millennial generation began to buy homes and builders did not keep up with demand. The pandemic has compiled the pressure with supply chain and worker shortage woes. However, some experts believe that the housing shortage is being driven by pandemic-related emotions and is not sustainable. So what does this mean for you who are PCSing and searching for a new home to purchase or rent? Because the rental markets are also very tight in many communities. Well, I looked up a couple ideas here, and whether you're buying or renting, I have a few links that you can find. First of all, be prepared to move quickly. If you are buying, have your pre-approval ready and make your offer fast. When renting, have a list of rental referrals and your security deposit ready. And I've linked to those additional resources at armywifenetwork.com so you can be prepared. The income tax deadline is quickly approaching. You have until Monday, April 18th to file your income taxes and can do so with free access to tax software through Military OneSource. The e-filing software walks users through a step-by-step process to file their taxes. Service members and spouses have free access to MilTax consultants who are versed in recent changes to the tax law and specially trained to know all the nuances of filing taxes in the military. You can find that at militaryonesource.mil. And this week in history, on April 4th, 1948, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, was created by 12 nations. According to the Department of State, it was the first peacetime military alliance the United States entered into outside of the Western Hemisphere. NATO was formed in response to the destruction caused by World War II as a way to help struggling European economies and as a protection against a resurgent Germany or incursions from the Soviet Union. The United States viewed an economically strong, rearmed, and integrated Europe as vital to the prevention of communist expansion across the continent. There are currently 30 countries who are NATO members. The most recent addition was North Macedonia in 2020. Explore NATO's key events, working structures, and activities at nato.int. You can find the link to all of our News 6 reports at armywifenetwork.com. This is your Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, signing out.
It's true, listeners. No news is good news in military life, except for when it's coming from our AWN News 6 correspondent. Thanks to Jolene for always keeping us in the need-to-know news loop. Listeners, as we take this quick commercial break, we want to say thank you once again to today's show sponsor, the American College of Preventive Medicine. Stay tuned for Annie's interview with Brunella Costaiola about Milkid Malkits.
Need more information to engage, educate, encourage, and empower you in your military life journey? At ArmyWifeNetwork.com, you can find nearly 2,500 blog posts about deployment, PCS, Army life, health, finances, parenting, and so much more. You can also check out our most popular resource, Post with the Most. Courtney from Oklahoma says, Army Wife Network gave me confidence and resources to successfully handle deployment. Their podcasts and blog posts were just what I needed to realize I wasn't alone. Tap into all of our empowering resources at ArmyWifeNetwork.com.
Welcome back, listeners. I'm Annie Pierce, your podcast production assistant. I cannot wait to bring you today's empowering episode. Do you remember getting a letter in the mail? It's a magical feeling that somehow seems to be lost on today's generation. So why not bring back the nostalgic tradition of letter writing? Today, we're chatting with Brunella Costaiola about Milkid Malkit here on Army Wife Talk Radio. Milkid Malkit aims to encourage and foster international friendship for military children through the art of letter writing. Their unique stationery is expertly crafted by world-renowned creator and longtime Disney theme park designer and illustrator, Valero Mazzoli. A personalized pen pal list ensures children engage with like-hearted and like-minded peers, offering each other support, exclusive insight into a potential duty station, and countless fun activities that will keep them away from screens and practice the art of handwriting without even noticing. Today's guest, Brunella Costaiola, is an AFI MSOI alumna, an award-winning author and best-selling editor, and president of the Military Editor Agency, LLC. Her writing and editing agency caters exclusively to military authors and military-related manuscripts. She is the proud mother of two children, person of three dogs, and wife to now retired 100% service-related disabled Air Force veteran. Brunella, welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
As a military spouse, I think about letter writing mostly when my husband is away, but it also has a place for our kids' military experience. But before we talk about Milkid Malkit, let's learn more about your journey. Can you tell us about your life as a military spouse?
I'd love to. I don't know how much time you have because this story starts 15 years ago. And oh, we were in Naples, southern Italy, my hometown.
Yeah.
My husband was stationed there and we met and we've been inseparable ever since.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. We traveled the world together, as many military spouses, I'm sure, can relate. Mm-hmm. And I've been truly blessed, especially to be welcomed by the military community as a foreign spouse.
That's awesome. We were just stationed in Germany, so I imagine we really enjoyed it. So I imagine Italy is quite similar, you know, being able to travel while you're there. And I love that's where your life as a military spouse started.
Yeah.
How did your life as a military spouse influence your career choices?
Oh, goodness. How did it not? well, again, as I'm sure so many of our listeners can relate, I had plans and I have visions for my future. Then the military happened and those plans had to take a backseat. Basically, what happened was I told my husband that, well, at the time, he was my fiance, and I told him that I wanted to marry him, but I needed to finish my education first. I was taking two master's degrees at Leiden University in the Netherlands, and I and my husband at the time to try and stay in Europe so that we could be physically closer than had he moved back to the States. He applied for a special duty assignment in England and he was accepted. So he moved from Italy to England when I was in the Netherlands. And when I finished my two master's degrees, I moved to England. We got married and we began our life as a military couple. But what I wanted to do was I wanted to become a teacher of English. And I had gotten a certificate to teach English as a second language to adults from Cambridge University. And I started working as an English teacher. And the same day, the very same day, you gotta love Murphy's Law, the very same day that my employer offered me an amazing contract, I call my husband and tell him, oh my goodness, I have great news. And he said, oh, I have news too.
No.
Long story short. Yep. So many can anticipate what's happening. Long story short, we got orders.
Of course.
Yep.
Oh,
and
Murphy.
We moved back. We moved back to the Netherlands where I thought to myself, well, I've lived here already. There's, what can I do here? I couldn't teach English as a second language back then in the Netherlands because the language schools wanted me to be fluent in Dutch. And while I had lived about 3 years there already, I only knew, I guess my level, you can call it elementary for the Dutch language. Okay. So I wasn't fluent and I couldn't teach English. We had a 9 month old at the time.
Oh my goodness.
And my husband said, you know what though? You love writing. So why don't you write when he takes naps, when our baby takes naps? So I thought, oh, that's a good idea. I started writing articles about things that interested me and I placed them on a website that at the time, we're talking about over 10 years ago, allow me to simply create this portfolio, online portfolio for free. And one day the right person reads my articles, hires me as a ghostwriter to write a memoir for the woman who in the early 1980s launched one of the very first hip hop magazines in New York City that also eventually launched the careers of many artists that we still listen to and appreciate today. And this is how my career vision changed from, I want to become a teacher of English as a second language to, well, I am now in the publishing industry working as a ghostwriter. And that's what the military did for me at the time. I didn't it as a blessing. I saw it as, oh my goodness, the moment I begin my career, I have to just give it up and move someplace else that I have no business with. And, but you know, now looking back, had it not been for that moment that I thought I had lost everything, I wouldn't have what I have today. And that is the honest truth. I'll never stop thanking the military for what seemed like an obstacle and turned out to be a trampoline that I could just use to then fly truly.
I love that. And I love how you can see it as positive and it turns out to be positive, but I understand in that moment, before we went to Germany, I owned my own event management company. Mm-hmm. And so when we got orders to Germany, I was crushed.
Yeah.
So I totally get that. But I love that your husband, you know, suggested, hey, while the baby's napping, why don't you write?
And that's what eventually launched me into the publishing world and how I became a ghostwriter and an editor. And I've been working in the publishing industry for over a decade now.
Okay.
What I noticed was that the publishing industry was always looking and is always looking for amazing stories that can truly reach a wide audience. And there I was, and still here I am, living and breathing the military life. And I thought to myself, well, these two worlds that I'm part of, they don't seem to acknowledge one another. I wanted to bring... I knew that within the military community, we have the best stories. We truly do. We have incredible stories, not just from our military members, but also from military spouses, military children, our veterans, and so forth. And so what I wanted to do was to bridge the gap between the military community and the publishing industry and bring stories from within the military community to the mainstream publishing industry, while also educating the military community on how the publishing industry works and how they can use a book and turn it into their business card to then grow a larger business.
I love that. And it, like you said, the military has so many good stories. And sometimes I feel like both the service member and the spouses can sometimes think, well, my story is not that unique, you know, but it really is.
You know, what's the best thing about stories within the military community is that they are indeed unique, but they're also so relatable. Yes. And because they're relatable, the struggles that we go through, the challenges that we face as military spouses are unique to our community, yes, but they're not unique to us as human beings. So that uniqueness makes our stories stand out from the crowd, while how incredibly relatable they are allows us to reach a wide audience. And honestly, that is one of my main goals with the Military Editor Agency, is to be able to bridge that gap between military community and publishing industry and allow so many incredible military stories to come and be part of the forefront, be part of the mainstream conversation.
I feel like as soon as somebody shares their story, like you said, they might not think that, you know, it's that relatable, but then you have other people that are out there that understand, oh my gosh, someone else is going through this. I'm not alone in this.
Exactly. And sometimes that's all you need to be able to take the next step instead of just feeling stuck.
Okay. Well, I feel like you and I could chat forever about military spouse life. Oh my goodness. But let's chat. What is Mil Kid Mail Kid?
Oh, yes. Oh, this is one of my most favorite projects I've ever worked on. Mil Kid is a pen pal program catering to military children. And it aims at fostering international, hopefully lifelong friendships, while encouraging our children to go back to the art of handwriting and be able to communicate through that handwriting to children they possibly have never met before that are stationed across the world, or to children that they have met before, they already have an established friendship with, but perhaps they've moved away from the base that they're currently at.
The military children have so many hardships, you know, and one of the things, saying goodbye to a friend when they move, I love that you can now keep them connected through this. That's just, it's wonderful.
Thank you.
So where did this idea come from?
Well, actually it came from my own two children. And it happened during the beginning of the pandemic. Okay. I know that now it seems like we're finally starting to get out of the pandemic. And
I'm going to knock on wood.
Right? I know, knock on wood. And hopefully going back to what we used to consider normal life. But at the beginning of the pandemic, and I'm sure so many remember this, it was extremely scary. Suddenly schools became all virtual. Sports activities were no longer happening. They were canceled. Also, many of them actually became virtual. So my children's lives went from being extremely outdoorsy and interacting with their peers, and going to so many different places, having fun with their peers, to suddenly we were all stuck inside the house. We couldn't go anywhere. We couldn't do anything. And my children felt incredibly lonely, also because at the same time, of course, being military, we moved.
Oh my goodness, no way.
Yes, we PCS'd from New York all the way down to Florida. And we were in a new neighborhood. We didn't know anybody. My children didn't know anybody. So how do you make friends when you can't go out of the house and meet other people? I was sitting down with my husband and we were chit-chatting about our childhood and talking about how at the time we didn't have this much screen time, because 2 years ago when the pandemic began, my children's life turned 100% virtual. They were doing school virtually. They were doing sports virtually. They were always on the computer. And I needed them to be children. I needed them to go out and play with their friends, but it couldn't happen because of the safety regulations in place. So I began thinking, well, back, I don't want to date myself, but, you know, a few years
we're
ago.
We're all young. We're all young.
Right. We also didn't have computers growing up. I mean, in a, at least for me, in elementary school, middle school, and part of high school, I didn't have a computer to meet people or to go to school virtually and so forth. So how did I keep in touch with friends that perhaps had moved or friends that I had never even met, but I wanted to? And that's when I remembered I was part of a pen pal program. And through the pen pal program, which I used to practice my English language skills with children from all over the world, I met so many people, and some of them I'm still in touch with today. It really created, the pen pal program I was part of truly allowed me to create lifelong friendships. So I thought to myself, what if I were to introduce the idea of pen pal program to my children? Long story short, they loved it so much. And we began exchanging letters with people that we had already met. And then I thought, my military children cannot be the only ones feeling so lonely. The entire military community is stuck inside because of the pandemic, let alone, of course, the world.
Right.
But imagine so many other military families are in our same situation. Perhaps they just PCS'd and they feel even more alone because they can't use means that we are used to meet new people, such as actually physically going to school or participating in sports in person. And that was the moment that I decided, along with my husband, to extend the program to the entire military community. And that's how MilKit was born.
That is awesome. And I'm not gonna lie. I feel like if we're ever in the same area, we need to grab coffee because we have so many similar situations. My husband and I moved during the pandemic as well. Like we flew from Germany the day before the travel ban hit.
Oh my goodness.
And you're right. What do you do when you get to a new community and you can't meet people?
Right.
You know, I can't imagine how lonely. I didn't even think about doing sports virtually. I don't know how that happens. You know,
it's awkward.
It's gotta be. Oh my goodness. All right. So can you tell us more about the team behind MilKit MailKit?
Yes. Aside from my husband that I partnered with to create MilKit MailKit, we decided to We just wanted to give the best product to our military community that we possibly could. And I happened to have a dear, dear friend of mine. His name is Valerio Mazzoli. He actually lives here in Florida as well. And he is an Italian artist who has worked with so many world-renowned giants, such as the Disney Company. He, in fact, was hired to work for every Disney park from California to Tokyo to Paris, where he actually built 11 attractions to include the Princess Castle. And I just wanted to give the best of the best to the military community. So I talked to him about coming on board and being our illustrator for our unique stationery. He couldn't have been happier. He's a huge military supporter, and he wanted to do his part to help the military community. So we partner with him, and he created wonderful stationery, amazing illustrations that are also meant to highlight how beautifully diverse our military community is.
And honestly, listeners, if you got to go online and look at these, at the illustrations on the letters, it's great. And I love that you were able to partner with not only your husband, but with Valerio as well.
Thank you so much. We are blessed.
I know I keep saying this, but I love this idea. I personally have a goal to write 12 letters this year because I think letter writing is important, not only for the person receiving the letter, but also for the one writing it. I cannot wait to hear more. So when we come back, we'll dive into even more details about Mill Kid Mail Kit. Listeners, if you would like to learn more about Mill Kid Mail Kit, check out their website at milkidmailkit.com or connect with them on social media via Facebook or Instagram at Mill Kid Mail Kit. Don't worry, if you miss any of this, the links will all be in our show notes. Stay tuned for the rest of our interview after our commercial break. We'll be right back. This podcast episode is brought to you by the Vaccine Confident Campaign, led by the American College of Preventive Medicine. Military families and parents know just how important it is to stay on a schedule and maintain a routine that keeps everyone healthy and on track. And so does ACPM. One routine that millions of American families are getting back into is their schedule of preventive medical and well visits. Our friends at ACPM strongly stand behind this. Due to the pandemic, over 26 million Americans missed routine vaccinations. That's right, 26 million. With so many children behind on routine vaccinations, that means the rise of easily preventable diseases like whooping cough and even the measles is a stronger possibility. ACPM wants to encourage us all to get back into the doctor's office so we can be up to date with our routine vaccinations, health screenings, and medical checkups to ensure our wellness and to stop the spread of preventable diseases. If you'd like more information from ACPM on vaccines and to have your questions answered by a physician, please visit vaccineconfident.org. Let's get back to our routine care schedules so we can have a safe and smooth transition to normalcy.
Engage, educate, encourage, empower, advertise. AWN has many opportunities for promotion of your brand, service, or product, including web creatives, blog posts, social media promotions, podcast audio commercials, Facebook Lives, and so much more. Email empower@armywifenetwork.com to get started. We sincerely thank you for your support to empower military spouses, families, and their service members around the globe.
Welcome back, listeners. We're continuing our conversation with Brunella Costaiola about Mill Kid Mail Kit. Let's talk more about the program, what it offers, and the future. So how can parents sign their children up for the Pen Pal program?
Well, of course, safety is our number one priority. Having our own two children being part of the program, we know how incredibly important keeping our children safe is. And right. That is the reason why we've created a safe way for parents to sign up for their children. Simply go to our website and on our homepage, you will find a sign up form.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't even think I have a kid and he's two, but I think about him falling over, you know?
Yeah.
I love that you guys have a safe way to do that. That's wonderful.
Once we receive the details of the child, what we do is we pair them up with like-hearted and like-minded children so they can have a fun and safe way to interact with one another.
So what are the packages that you offer?
We know that in the military community, we have a beautifully, as I mentioned before, diverse community. So what we want to do is we want to give everybody the opportunity to sign up for a program, regardless of what they can or cannot afford. So we offer three different packages. The first one is what we call the basic. And basically what we offer with that one is a list of pen pals. It doesn't come with any stationery, but it does come with a list of pen pals, and children can begin writing on their own stationery. We also offer a standard package, which comes with several different types of stationery, along with envelopes, one pen in four different colors that excites my children so much. And awesome. Also a box that they can simply place their envelopes into and mail it out. The third one is called premium and comes with everything you could possibly need to write letters and begin corresponding with your pen pal. So we have many more actual stationery. We have envelopes, we have the pen, we have the package. We have everything a child could possibly need, so that we allow parents not having to do any work, right? It's all in there. They don't have to do anything. And all they need to do is perhaps spell check.
As a parent, not having to do much, that I'm sold.
Yeah, we wanted to make it convenient for the parents as well, so that no work on their part is involved.
So what are your future goals for Mail Kit?
We will love to keep helping children build long-lasting and international friendships. We will love, and we're working toward, hopefully, getting this program into the schools, getting this program into family readiness centers as a way to also welcome new families to the base, and a way to sort of break the ice with children who live on the same base, or children that perhaps have moved away because their military service parent has received orders somewhere else. Our main goal is to keep our children engaged and keep them focused on the art of handwriting, which is unfortunately starting to disappear as everything has turned digital.
All right. I heard, do kids no longer, they no longer teach cursive in schools, right?
In many of them, no. They don't anymore.
I don't know why, but my first thought is like, well, then how do you sign your name?
Yeah, I know. And that is also why we created Mail Kit, was so that we allow children to sit down, paper in front of them, one pen that offers multicolors, of course, because that's exciting. That was my exciting thing to have as a child, was a pen with multiple colors. Yeah. But we wanted to encourage them to think about what they were going to write, to think about a way to express their feelings in writing, and to also appreciate delayed gratification, because of course you have to wait for the letter to come back, for a reply to come back. It's not instantaneous like a text message or social media. And I believe that it is pivotal to teach our children the importance of delayed gratification, to wait for something good to happen, to work towards something good to happen. And in my opinion, handwriting is one of them. Practicing handwriting is one of them.
You know, I didn't even think about delayed gratification, but it's true because everything is so instant now. Mm-hmm. But for kids to understand that, hey, you have to put a little bit of work into this and then you have to wait a little bit, but the reward is that much better.
I know. I still remember how excited I was every time I checked the mailbox in my house when I was a child, and the day that I received a letter back from one of my many pen pals with perhaps even photos or postcards of where they lived. I had friends from all over the world, And in a way, thanks to them, I traveled to those places because they send me postcards or they send me photos and descriptions mm-hmm. and little gadgets that could fit in an envelope. It was thrilling. It really was.
I love that. And it is magical because you don't know what's going to be inside the envelope, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That's awesome. All right. So I feel like we've kind of talked a little bit about this, but what are your hopes for the kids in the military community?
I want them more than anything to feel part of a community, of our pen pal community. It's so hard to foster a sense of belonging when you move every so often. It mm-hmm. feels like our military children always have a hard time, for example, answering the question, where are you from? Well, where are they from? My son was born in England, but in 9 months, he moved to the Netherlands. And then he started traveling the world through the States as well. Where is he from? Mm-hmm. So that sense of belonging is very important to any human being. We all crave to belong to a community that accepts us for who we are. And who better than fellow military children to understand the struggles and the unique lifestyle that military children live? So my hope is that military children feel like they belong to our pen pal community because they do.
Oh my goodness. And just thinking about like, if you're like National Guard or something like that, or you're not close to a military base, but you're still a military child, you might not have other kids that can relate to, you know, the things that you're going through in life. So having a pen pal, that would be awesome. I love that goal. So tell us, where can our listeners go to find even more empowering information about your resources?
Definitely our website, www.milkkidmilkkid.com. And there you will find all the necessary information of all the packages that we offer that I briefly talked about before. Also the pricing, and sign your children up. Gift them the beauty of lifelong friendships. Allow them to practice the art of handwriting. And they're going to be so excited, they're not even going to understand or focus on the fact that they're sitting down writing a letter. I mean, my son, he has ADHD, and he never stays still. I'm sure that other parents who have neurodiverse children can relate to this, but I saw him incredibly focused every time he writes a letter to one of his many pen pals. He sits really? Down voluntarily. He's extremely focused. He wants to make sure his handwriting looks elegant. He wants to make sure that his handwriting is correct, that his spelling is correct. He always keeps a dictionary next to him to make sure that he doesn't spell anything wrong. I mean, it is such That's an exciting awesome. Process for him that he does it with so much joy. And that is so incredibly important to me as a parent to not just military children, but also neurodiverse child.
Well, it's the same that you want to feel like you belong, right? Mm-hmm. So gift the children a sense of belonging. Oh my goodness. I love it.
Thank you.
So our primary mission here at Army Wife Network is empowerment. And we always want to hear what empowerment means to our guests. So tell us, how would you complete this sentence? Empowerment is
doing what you love. And in the military community, as military spouses, we're often asked to sacrifice our goals, sacrifice our vision for our future. But you know what? If my story has taught me anything, is that sometimes that obstacle that the military seems to create is nothing more than an invitation to truly be who you are supposed to be. And to do what you love. That is the main reason why I believe so many military spouses have turned entrepreneurs, because when mm-hmm. the more common way of working from 9 to 5 in one specific place is not an option anymore because of what the military needs from your military family, then mm-hmm. you need to start being creative and think quickly on your feet. That is why so many military spouses are powerhouses. They do what they love and take inspiration from the many powerhouses that we have as military spouses. They were able to be empowered because they're doing what they love.
Military spouses, they honestly amaze me. I know I'm one of them, but still, you never really think of yourself, I guess, that way, but they're so resilient. And the idea of looking at a challenge as like, okay, well, this may seem challenging, but what can come of this? What if I saw this as an opportunity to do something else, you know, to find something else that I'm passionate in and find another way to work with my passion?
Indeed.
Oh my goodness. Wonderful advice. Oh, Brunella, thank you so much for coming onto the show and telling us more about Mil Kid Mail Kit. I love that your organization is helping military kids navigate this stressful and ever-changing life by bringing back a beautiful tradition. And as always, thank you very much for serving our military community. Now let's hand it back over to our hosts in the metaphorical studio to hear what they thought of our conversation with Brunella and all things Mil Kid Mail Kit. Back to you, ladies.
Empowerment is doing what you love. Thank you so much, Brunella, for sharing such empowering resources with us this week. Again, if you would like to connect with Mil Kid Mail Kits, check them out on Facebook or Instagram at Mil Kid Mail Kit. That's MilKidMailKit. And if you missed that, you can always catch our show notes on armywifenetwork.com. Caitlin, get us started. What did you think about these mail kits and Brunella's experience as a military spouse?
First, I think her experience as a spouse is so relatable. We all have made those sacrifices to kind of change our career path or just what we expected out of life at one point or another. And
yes.
She has really just taken the time to embrace it and find the best of it.
I love how she said that military life truly guided her away from what she thought she wanted towards what she's going to be doing, which was actually something way better.
Absolutely. And she's really found a way to bring in the kids of the military with her passion, which is amazing because a lot of times the focus goes on to the spouses.
Yes.
Not necessarily the kids.
Yes.
And the kids, oftentimes their struggles, they don't have a way to express those. So this is a really great opportunity for them, especially with the beginning of month of the military child.
Very true. Yes. And I love that the experience is not necessarily just for people that you've been connected with before, but you can totally branch out and make a new friend at a completely different location in the world. I think that's amazing.
It Such is. And then with the military community, you never know when you'll end up next door to them.
That is the truth. You could always end up. It's such a small world, especially in the military community. Yes. Have you ever had a pen pal before in your life, Caitlin?
I did. I once went to summer camp and I ended up making a friend who was in my cabin with me.
Yes.
Who was from the other side of the country. And that's kind of how we kept in touch until camp the next year.
That's so cool. I had the same experience, except for it wasn't a summer camp, but I met her on summer vacation. And same thing where I was just like, I want to be your friend forever. And I am. Are you still friends with your pen pal?
Yes.
I love that. That's such a cool, like, I mean, obviously it works. I loved also that Brunella talked about how she used a pen pal program when she was younger to practice her English. I was like, that's an amazing, like, reason to do the pen pal program. Another cool thing. And she said that she wanted to put this into schools. And how cool would that be if like a whole class had pen pals and they were just corresponding back and forth? I love pen pals. I think that's such a good program.
Pen pals great, but that stationery and those beautiful little characters.
Did you look them up too? They're so cute. Yes. I definitely got the Disney vibes from it.
Yes. Like I want to order the stationery just for me.
Well, like, I think you can.
I don't have a child to pass the pen pals off on to, but I want the stationery.
I don't think that they would say no. Well, folks, it has been a pleasure spending a little time with you, but we are nearing the end of this episode. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss our next full-length episode when we chat with Tara Forth about the military resources from Sesame Street. We are very much looking forward to sharing this info with you and your military family. In the meantime, you can also join us every Thursday at noon Eastern for a weekly Facebook Live Mil Spouse Empowerment Moment.
As we wrap up, we want to again say thank you to our empowering AWTR show sponsor, American College of Preventive Medicine's Vaccine Confident Initiative. ACPM wants us to stay vigilant as we fight back COVID-19. We must protect ourselves and our communities from getting sick from other diseases. All routine vaccines contribute to that protection. ACPM encourages us to stay up to date with all critical vaccines, including flu, shingles, and measles. Visit vaccineconfident.org for more information. Sponsors like ACPM help us do what we are called to do and empower military spouses. If you or someone you know has a product or service to share with our listeners and would like to join us on our mission to empower military families, let's partner up. Please email us at empower@armywifenetwork.com.
Finally, if you want to keep up with Army Wife Network, be sure to subscribe to our newsletter, The SITREP. That's Situation Report for anyone new to our Mil Spouse neighborhood. Our newsletter comes out twice a month and includes highlights from social media, top blog posts, upcoming Army Wife Talk radio information, exclusive printables, sponsor information, and more. Head over to armywifenetwork.com and sign up today.
Listeners, it's been a true honor to be part of your Mil Spouse squad. We are here to cover down for you, no matter what the military life might throw your way. We thank you for your continued support and interaction. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Life Talk Radio is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network Command Team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. Inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our engaging resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.